Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamis Be'ezim Abeiz. We're holding on Be'ezim Abeiz, three lines from the tab, Vekulan. So the Mishnah continues and tells us that Vekulan, any one of these Arayis, if they're married to Reuven, if the marriage terminates before Reuven dies, so Reuven wasn't married to the Erva at the time that he died, so then the Tzara is Mutter. Now that could be the marriage terminated because Mesu, the Erva, died. They did Mian, Nisgarshu, they got divorced. It was discovered that the Erva was an islandess, she wasn't able to have children, and Mamelu, the marriage was terminated. Now, Viatu Yahul Aimer, Bechamaisa, Beim Chamaisa, Beim Chamav, Shenimtsu Islandus Oishimianu. By the case of a person's mother-in-law, or his mother-in-law's mother, or father-in-law's mother, so it's not possible to have a case of Nimtsu Islandus or Mianu, because she's obviously able to have children, she's not an Islandus, and the fact that she could have children obviously means that she's not a Ketana, so then Mian is not Shayach. Now, Ketzad Paitzrei Saruseyam, we spoke about that an Erva paters her Tzara. What exactly is the case? How does an Erva pater her Tzara? Ha'isabitay achas mikol ha'arayis ha'elu nesua yislachiv. If, let's say, Shimon's daughter or any one of his arayis are married to his brother, they're married to Reuven, v'loi isha acheres, and Reuven also has another wife, Shrinsa, umeis, and then Reuven dies, so kashem shebita petura, just like Shimon's daughter, we'll call her Bracha, just like Bracha is pater, kach tzarasa petura, so to her tzara Shrinsa is also pater. Halcha tzaras bita v'nasalachiv hasheni. Let's say Shprinsa went, and she married Shimon's next, the other brother, she married Levi. Now Levi had a mitzvah to do Yibam to Levi. Bracha and Shprinsa were both mutter to him. So he does Yibam with, let's say, with the Tzaras Erva, he does Yibam with Shprinsa, V'loi Isha Acheres. And Levi also had another wife, Dina, Umeis, and then Levi dies without having any children. So Kashem, Shabita, Petura, Umeis, and then Levi died without having children. So Kashem, Shetzaras, Bita, Petura, Kach Tzaras, Sarasa, Petura. So just like the Tzara's Bita, just like Shprinsa is Pater, so too the Tzara's Sara Dina is also Pater. This could keep on going even 100 times if there are 100 brothers, and they'll always be Pater from Yibam to Shemit. Now, Kate and the Mesuts are saying Mutaris. What's this case that if the Erva dies, so then the Tzara is Mutter? Aisabita, Yachas, we call Arayas, Elo, Nesuay, Slachiv, if, let's say, Shimon's daughter, or any one of the Arayas, to Shimon. They're married to his brother, they're married to Reuven. V'loi isha acheres, and Reuven's also married to Shprinsa, and Mesa Bita, and Bracha, who Shimon's daughter, dies, in his garish order, they get divorced, Reuven and Bracha get divorced, v'acher kach meis, and only afterwards Reuven dies, so at the time that Reuven died, his only wife was Shprinsa, so then Mesa Achiv, that's when that the brother dies, so then Tzaras Mutares, so then the lady, Shprinsa, who originally was the Tzara of his daughter, she's Mutter now, and she has a Chiyav to do Yib, with Shemin. In any case where the Erva was technically able to do Mian and she didn't, so the fact that she was able to shows that their Kedushim was only a Kedushim de Rabbanan. So Reuven was married to Bracha and Shprinsa, but Bracha is a Ketana, and she was technically able to do Mian, which means that Reuven's marriage to Bracha was only a Kedushim de Rabbanan. Midaraisa, they're not married. So Midaraisa, Shprinsa is not a Tzaras Erva. She's Chayv in Yibam. She can't do Yibam because Midarabbanan, she's a Tzaras Erva. So what should she do? So she's Chayletzas v'loy Misiav Hemes. They do Chalitza, but they don't do, and they can't do Yibam. Oh, you're right.